this, R5? It looks like we got a transmission coming in.
Hello, Lieutenant. Two quick things about the podcast you're about to hear before you jump into hyperspace. First, beware of spoilers on the path ahead. The Star Wars Expanded Universe primer doesn't cover everything, but what it does cover, it may spoil. There's no punches pulled here. And second, this podcast is a non-profit fan production produced for the enjoyment and use of the fans. It's an educational resource, and all rights to the Star Wars saga are retained by Lucasfilm and their proper parties. No infringing claims are intended here. With those two facts in mind, enjoy the show and the journey ahead.
You heard the man, R5. On with the show.
The Star Wars saga is a vast space fantasy that spans the rise and fall of powers and principalities over the course of over 36,000 years. Luckily, newcomers to the saga's official continuity do not need to know every aspect of this long and varied history. Instead, a general knowledge of a series of key events can help a new reader get off on the right foot without being too confused by the scope of it all. Thus, for your listening and learning pleasure, Nathan P. Butler, creator of the Star Wars Timeline Gold, now presents a Star Wars Expanded Universe Saga Primer for new Star Wars fans and those just new to the Expanded Universe. Join us as we recap the story so far in a galaxy far, far away. Part 4, Birth of a New Republic.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Three to four years after A New Hope. In the wake of the Battle of Hoth and the confrontation on Bespin's Cloud City, times seem bleak and are covered predominantly in a comic book series from Marvel Comics and the multimedia Shadows of the Empire novel, comic, and video game project. Over the course of the next year, Luke Skywalker, Leia Organa, Chewbacca, Lando Calrissian, R2-D2, and C-3PO, our classic trilogy heroes, continue their hunt for the whereabouts of Boba Fett and the captive Han Solo, who have not yet shown up on Tatooine to turn him over to Jabba. Meanwhile, the Rebel Alliance slowly gets wind of the existence of a second Death Star being constructed, and hunts for secret information that would give them an edge over the new Imperial offensive. The hunt for Han Solo leads our heroes, and new allies like the smuggler Dash Rendar, to numerous worlds on Boba Fett's tail, but none of their various missions is able to stop Boba Fett from finally delivering Han into Jabba's hands. Jabba, with an odd sense of humor, hangs Han up in his audience chamber like a decoration, never bothering to thaw him from his carbonite block. Our heroes are joined on other missions for the Rebel Alliance during this time by various agents, including the Imperial spy and supposed Rebel pilot, Shira Bree. When Shira supposedly dies in an exercise that puts all suspicion of foul play on Luke, she is actually taken by Darth Vader and transformed into a cyborg-esque Sith apprentice known as Lumaya, the Dark Lady, or, as she will be known in later years, Darth Lumaya, Dark Lady of the Sith. Lumaya will remain in hiding, though, for the time being. The tale of Shira slash Lumaya is told in the Marvel Comics Star Wars comic book series, but will continue in the background all the way into the Legacy of the Force novels. Our heroes also find themselves embroiled in a clash between Darth Vader and Prince Xizor, the current leader of the Black Sun crime syndicate. While simultaneously hunting for Han and attempting to obtain rebel objectives, Leia and the others are drawn into Xizor's web of plots, which, in part, aim at capturing Luke Skywalker just so that Vader can't claim that honor. That web unravels, though, in the midst of a battle that ends in Xizor's death and the consolidation of Vader's power base. Dash Rendar himself is believed lost in the battle, but manages to escape by the skin of his teeth to emerge again in later years. As for the Rebel Alliance, Bothan spies manage to steal plans to the Empire's new Death Star, along with other vital information. This will allow the Rebels to make a preemptive strike against the new battle station while it is constructed over the forest moon of Endor. Little do they know that the Emperor himself planted the information and has allowed it to fall into Rebel hands, specifically to draw them into a massive confrontation from which the Rebel Alliance may not emerge alive. 4 years after A New Hope. Finally, the stage is set for the final Star Wars film, Return of the Jedi, released in 1983. As the Rebel fleet begins massing near the planet Sullus to prepare for an assault against the second Death Star, which is still under construction over the forest moon of Endor, hereafter just Endor, Luke Skywalker and our primary group of heroes undertake a mission to finally free Han Solo from Jabba the Hutt's palace on Tatooine. Sending in R2-D2 and C-3PO in the guise of a gift from Luke to Jabba to butter him up for negotiations, the droids infiltrate Jabba's palace, where they are watched over by Lando, who has already infiltrated as the skiff guard Temtel Screege. Shortly thereafter, Leia enters, posing as the bounty hunter Bush and bringing Chewbacca as her prisoner. When Leia tries to free Han during the night, though, she manages only to free him from the carbonite block before they are both captured by Jabba. As a result, Lando is still free to roam, but C-3PO is now Jabba's interpreter, R2-D2 is to serve drinks on Jabba's sail barge, Leia is his new slave girl, chained to his throne in a metal bikini, and both Han and Chewbacca are tossed into a dungeon cell. Finally, Luke arrives, using a Jedi mind trick to get Jabba's majordomo, Bib Fortuna, to take him to Jabba's throne room. Jabba refuses any deals with Luke and drops him into a pit with his Rancor beast, but Luke kills the Rancor. Jabba decides to have Luke, Han, and Chewbacca all taken out into the desert to be fed to the monstrous mouth-like sarlacc creature in the Great Pit of Carcoon, where they would be eaten alive and digested over the course of a millennium. To that end, Jabba sets out in his huge sail barge with Leia and the two droids aboard. Alongside the craft are two smaller skiffs, one of which bears the three doomed prisoners and the disguised Lando. Just as Luke is about to be pushed into the Sarlacc's maw, he launches into action, claiming his lightsaber, launched from the sail barge by R2-D2, and attacking their captors. In the battle that ensues, Han accidentally hits Boba Fett's jetpack controls with a staff, sending the bounty hunter into the Sarlacc's mouth. Fett will escape later by blasting his way out, but only after everyone has left the area. Meanwhile, Luke gets aboard the sail barge. Aboard the sail barge, Leia uses her slave chain to choke Jabba to death, then gets free of her chains with a little help from R2-D2. R2-D2 and C-3PO then drop from the craft, while Leia reunites with Luke on the sail barge deck, where they fire its cannon at the craft itself, causing a chain reaction that destroys the vessel just after Luke and Leia get to safety on a captured skiff. Once all of our heroes are reunited, they leave Tatooine behind. While everyone else heads for Sullus to join the Rebel fleet, Luke and R2-D2 return to Dagobah. Luke intends to keep his promise of finishing his training by rejoining Yoda, but the ancient Jedi Master is in no condition to teach him anymore. After confirming for Luke that, yes, Darth Vader is his father, and a cryptic comment about another Skywalker, Yoda passes away, joining the Force. Luke then speaks with the spirit of Obi-Wan, who finally tells Luke the whole truth, that Darth Vader is in fact Anakin Skywalker, and that Luke must confront and destroy him. He also reveals that Luke has a twin sister, whom Luke instinctively realizes is Leia. With the knowledge that the Emperor would love to get his hands on the Skywalker twins and twist them to the dark side, Luke knows that he has to be the one to confront his father. Perhaps he can be redeemed, or perhaps he must be destroyed. Either way, it is Luke's destiny to find out. Once Luke rejoins the Rebel fleet, the new mission against the Death Star begins. Han, now a general in the Rebel Alliance, Chewbacca, Leia, Luke, and the droids will head up a team that will go to Endor and destroy an Imperial bunker that is supplying an energy shield to protect the unfinished Death Star in orbit. Once that is done, the Rebel fleet, led by Admiral Akbar aboard Home One and newly promoted General Lando Calrissian aboard the Millennium Falcon, will strike at the space station. It will be up to Lando as Gold Leader and Wedge Antilles as Red Leader to lead the Rebel starfighters into the superstructure of the new space station and destroy its power core. What's more, this could be a battle to end all battles, as Emperor Palpatine himself is aboard the new Death Star, and Darth Vader is nearby as well. On Endor, our heroes are discovered by Imperial scouts, forcing Luke and Leia to take speeder bikes to stop the scouts from reporting their presence. They do so, but Leia gets separated from everyone else and found by a furry, pint-sized Ewok named Wicket, who takes her back to his Ewok village. The others eventually find themselves snared by Ewoks and brought to the village as well. It is only quick thinking on Luke's part, playing on the Ewok belief that the golden C-3PO is a god, that gets them freed rather than, well, eaten. That night, Luke and Leia have a serious talk. He reveals to her that he has to go confront Vader and try to redeem him. He also reveals that Darth Vader is his father, and she is his sister, Vader's other child. Luke then leaves the Ewok village and turns himself over to Vader, who brings him aboard the Death Star. There, Luke faces the Emperor himself, who intends to turn him to the dark side and, if the rule of only two Sith at a time is to be believed, use Luke as a replacement for Vader in the future. On Endor, with their new Ewok allies at their side, the rebels storm the Imperial bunker, and after a brief capture by the Imperials that is reversed by the arrival of hordes of Ewoks, destroy the bunker. In space, the rebel fleet is surprised to find that the Death Star's superlaser is operational, as numerous vessels fall to the superlaser's might and under the guns of a surprise assault from Imperial vessels that are waiting for them, the rebels realize that they have fallen into a trap. Meanwhile, aboard the Death Star, Luke reclaims his lightsaber and attempts to strike down the Emperor, only to be blocked by Vader. Father and son duel again, this time with Luke trying to convince Vader to return to the light side. Eventually, Luke hides, refusing to fight his own father. But when Vader senses Luke's concern for Leia and realizes that Luke has a twin sister, that is, that he, Vader, has a daughter, Luke can wait no longer. The duel resumes, leading to Luke defeating his father and severing his hand, just as Luke's had been a year earlier. The Emperor is pleased to see Luke giving in somewhat to the dark side, but Luke refuses to strike Vader down, tossing his lightsaber aside instead. At this demonstration of disobedience, Palpatine chooses to kill Luke, blasting him with dark side force lightning from his fingertips. As Luke writhes on the floor in pain, he begs his father to help him. Finally, Anakin Skywalker fulfills his destiny to bring balance to the Force, as Vader comes to Luke's aid, lifting Palpatine from the floor, despite the Force lightning flooding into Vader's own armor, and tossing him down a reactor shaft. With the Emperor dead, Vader slumps to the floor. Moments later, Luke is trying to escape to a shuttle with his father, but Vader can go no further. He asks Luke to remove his mask, then tells Luke that he was right about there still being good in him. Darth Vader is again Anakin Skywalker, redeemed to the light side. Then, despite Luke's intentions to escape, Anakin dies. Luke takes the body, armor and all, and escapes from the Death Star. Even as Luke is escaping in a shuttle, Lando and Wedge, aboard the Falcon and an X-Wing, enter the superstructure of the Death Star and blast its power core. They barely escape as the station explodes in a brilliant ball of flame. In the aftermath of the Battle of Endor, celebrations erupt throughout the galaxy. The war with the Empire may be far from over, but with the deaths of Emperor Palpatine and Darth Vader, the Sith have been removed from power in the galaxy. Han and Leia express their feelings for each other and move closer to being a true couple. And, as if that weren't enough, the spirit of Anakin Skywalker remains in the Force, standing beside the spirits of Yoda and Obi-Wan as they gaze proudly at the galaxy's new hero, the heir of the proud Jedi heritage, Luke Skywalker. 4 through 9 years after A New Hope. In the first 5 years after the Battle of Endor, the Rebel Alliance grows into a new democratic government for the galaxy. They go through a variety of bases and even different names, such as the Alliance of Free Planets, before the heroes of Rogue Squadron under Wedge Antilles take over Coruscant, in the X-Wing novel series, for the new government, the New Republic. During this period, the Empire, which is still around after the death of Palpatine, is losing much of its power. The Galactic Empire fragments into different factions. The Empire itself remains under the control of Imperial leaders like Isan Iceheart Isard, Sate Pestage, and others. Large portions, though, break away and fall under the rule of warlords. The first crisis that the Alliance faces emerges the day after the Battle of Endor, when they must join with Imperial forces in the Bakura system to stop an invasion by the alien Siruk in the novel Truce at Bakura. Unfortunately, the partnership between the Rebels and Imperials only lasts as long as that crisis, devolving back into classic Rebel-Imperial warfare when the aliens are defeated. One early major conflict in this era is with a race of beings known as the Nagai, whom the Alliance soon sides with when they realize that the Nagai are actually the victims of an even larger aggressor, the Tops. It is during this conflict, which the Alliance and Nagai eventually win, that Luke comes face to face with Lumaya, the Dark Lady of the Sith that was once his friend and comrade Shira Bree. Lumaya is defeated, but she eventually escapes. Rumors will later persist that it is she that trains future Imperial leader Karnor Jax in the dark side of the Force. The Nagai Toph crisis is covered in the Marvel comic series, while Karnor Jax emerges later in the Crimson Empire comic series from Dark Horse Comics. Just over 1 year after the Battle of Endor, a new Jedi hero emerges on the scene in the Jedi Knight video game, a sequel to the Dark Forces video game. Rebel agent Kyle Katarn, who was instrumental in stealing a partial set of Death Star plans before the Battle of Yavin during Dark Forces, discovers his potential in using the Force during a series of events in which the Dark Jedi Jarrak and a band of his Dark Jedi followers seek out the Valley of the Jedi on Rusan. There, Jarek seeks to harness the power of all of the Jedi and Sith souls trapped after the thought bomb exploded over 1,000 years earlier. During the process of hunting down Jarek in the valley, Kyle's abilities are awakened, and he develops into a Jedi in his own right. Together with his longtime companion and partner, Jan Ors, Kyle will continue to be a Rebel agent for years to come. As for Jarek, Kyle strikes him down in the valley, protecting its secret for now. During a conflict with one Imperial warlord, Zinge, Han Solo and Leia Organa finally accept their feelings for each other in the courtship of Princess Leia. The two are married and have two children, twins, Jason and Jaina, just over 5 years after the Battle of Endor. An earlier series of events covered in a series of young reader novels by Paul and Hollis Davids and centering around the threat of the Imperial warlord Trioculus and a group of false prophets of the dark side nearly led them to be married 3 years earlier, but Imperials attacked and interrupted the wedding, we're told. Finally, 5 years after Palpatine's death, the Empire makes a major strike against the New Republic in Timothy Zahn's acclaimed Thrawn trilogy that reinvigorated Star Wars publishing in 1991. The alien genius Grand Admiral Thrawn leads an offensive that drives toward the heart of the New Republic, even as political infighting between Admiral Ackbar and the Bothan Senator Borsk Felea nearly ends Ackbar's career, despite the aid of Leia Organa Solo, who many believe will be next in line for New Republic Chief of State when Mon Mothma finally retires. During the Thrawn crisis, Luke comes into contact with a smuggling organization run by Talon Card, who slowly becomes an ally of the Republic. Card's right-hand woman, though, is former Emperor's Hand Mara Jade, who, following the Emperor's last telepathic command before his death, tries to kill Luke. When Mara kills a clone of Luke, created from the hand he lost at Bespin by a power-mad clone Jedi ally of Thrawn, Joris Sabaoth, and armed with Anakin Skywalker's saber, which Luke lost at Bespin as well, the command is fulfilled. The two become allies, friends, and eventually, over a decade later, husband and wife. But we'll get to that. 10 through 19 years after A New Hope. The years following the Thrawn crisis are a time of growth for the New Republic, for the most part. The Empire continues to decrease in size, eventually coming to be referred to as the Imperial Remnant, and most of the conflict that the New Republic will find itself pulled into will be with various former Imperial factions and other alien invaders, rather than the Empire itself. First, though, comes a threat no one expected, in the Dark Empire, Dark Empire II, and Empire's End comic book series. Emperor Palpatine, now living once again in a clone body as the Emperor Reborn, strikes against the New Republic, driving our heroes from Coruscant. In the crisis that follows, Luke Skywalker tries to defeat the dark side from within, similar to what Ulic Kheldroma had tried to do during the Sith War. Luke becomes Palpatine's Sith apprentice, but he and Leia defeat Palpatine together. When the Emperor Reborn returns again in another failing clone body, he is subsequently defeated, and the New Republic eventually retakes Coruscant. Amid the conflict, though, new life gives hope as Leia gives birth to the third Solo child, Anakin Solo. Shortly thereafter, a new Imperial leader, the Dark Side Force user Karnor Jax, who was once a member of Palpatine's Guardsmen and whose sabotage of Palpatine's clones helped cause his defeat as the Emperor Reborn, attempts to bring what is left of the Empire under his control. He is defeated by fellow Guardsman Kier Kanos, who seeks justice for the Emperor's death. He further strikes down a conspiracy working among the Imperial Ruling Council before eventually stopping a coup against the Empire 9 years after the Battle of Endor. Kier Kanos' conflict with Karnor Jax, the Imperial Ruling Council conspiracy, and the attempted coup can be found in the pages of Crimson Empire, Crimson Empire II, Council of Blood, and Crimson Empire III, Empire Lost, respectively. Soon after the Emperor Reborn conflict, 7 years after the Battle of Endor, during Kier Kanos' struggle for his own idea of justice, Luke Skywalker forms a Jedi Academy on Yavin 4 to train a new generation of Jedi Knights. Among his first students is Kip Duron, a young man who turns to the dark side under the guidance of the trapped spirit of Exar Kun. After rampaging across the galaxy with a superweapon known as the Sun Crusher, Kip is stopped and brought back to the light side, and the spirit of Exar Kun is finally destroyed. Amid the crisis, a new Imperial leader, Admiral Natasi Dalla, emerges from seclusion with a prototype of the Death Star, but is also defeated. These events are all dealt with in Kevin J. Anderson's Jedi Academy trilogy and Michael Stackpole's first-person novel, I, Jedi. Shortly after the Sun Crusher crisis, leading up to the defeat of Dalla, Luke Skywalker meets and falls in love with the spirit of Jedi Knight Callista Massana, who is trapped aboard the Eye of Palpatine vessel. When Luke stops the Eye's destructive mission, one of his students, Cray Mingla, gives her life to help defeat the vessel, and the body reawakens with Kray's spirit gone, but Callista's inside. Unfortunately, Callista is blind to all but the dark side of the Force. Knowing they cannot be together, Callista finally helps to defeat Dala, then vanishes, leaving Luke, once again, alone. This so-called Callista trilogy is an unofficial trio of novels, Children of the Jedi, Darksaber, and Planet of Twilight. Right around the same time that Luke is dealing with falling for and losing Callista, Leia Organa Solo becomes the new Chief of State of the New Republic, as Mon Mothma retires after being the target of an Imperial plot during the Suncrusher Crisis. By the 10th anniversary of the Thrawn Crisis, things seem to be calming down, but a political crisis that erupts from accusations dating back to the Clone Wars nearly splits the New Republic government in two, even as an Imperial force that is pretending that Thrawn is back strikes against the New Republic. The crisis is resolved, and the Empire is once again defeated, in the Hand of Thrawn novel duology. This time, the defeat finally leads to the signing of a peace treaty between the New Republic and the Imperial Remnant. The Galactic Civil War is officially over, and Luke Skywalker has now found the love of his life in Mara Jade, with whom he was thrown together during the crisis. The two are married shortly after the crisis ends in the comic book series Union. 20 through 24 years after A New Hope. After the signing of the peace treaty with the Imperial Remnant, the galaxy enters a period of relative peace. Small-scale conflicts arise, but they are mostly fodder for young reader book series like Junior and Young Jedi Knights rather than full-blown adult novels. Appropriately, the focus of our attention turns away from the generation of Han and Leia, but to the next generation. In particular, the focus falls upon the three Solo children and their adventures while studying at their Uncle Luke's Jedi Academy on Yavin 4. First, Anakin Solo takes a young advanced student's course at the Academy, befriending a young Jedi student girl named Tahiri Vela, with whom he will one day fall in love. The two meet the ancient Jedi Master Ikrit and go on several adventures, though nothing of major galactic importance. Later, Jason and Jaina Solo begin their studies with an older class. They train with several other notable students, including Hapen Princess Tanel Ka, the Solo's friend Zek, and Chewbacca's nephew Lobaka, Loey. Together, these young Jedi Knights defeat several threats, including the Second Imperium and its Shadow Academy, a training ground for dark Jedi, the so-called Diversity Alliance, and a new incarnation of Black Sun. This period ends as the young and junior Jedi Knights graduate from the Academy and become direct apprentices to Jedi Masters. The story concludes in Part 5, available at StarWarsFanWorks.com.
Prominent stories in this era include the film Return of the Jedi, the comic book series X-Wing Rogue Squadron, Dark Empire, Dark Empire 2, and Empire's End, the Marvel comic series, also known as Classic Star Wars A Long Time Ago, Crimson Empire and Crimson Empire 2, Jedi Academy Leviathan, and Union, the multimedia event, Shadows of the Empire, video games such as Jedi Knight, Dark Forces 2, and Mysteries of the Sith, and many novels, including The Bounty Hunter Wars, Truce at Bakura, Luke Skywalker and the Shadows of Mendor, the X-Wing series, The Courtship of Princess Leia, Tatooine Ghost, the Thrawn Trilogy, the Jedi Academy Trilogy, I, Jedi, the unofficial Callista Trilogy, Children of the Jedi, Darksaber, and Planet of Twilight, the Crystal Star, the Blackfeet Crisis Trilogy, The New Rebellion, The Corellian Trilogy, The Hand of Thrawn Duology, Survivor's Quest, The Junior Jedi Knights Series, and The Young Jedi Knights Series. For a complete listing, see the Star Wars Timeline Gold, available at StarWarsFanWorks.com/timeline.